As states move toward reopening their economies, they're placing a lot of importance on COVID-19 testing. But many say their efforts to ramp up testing are still being hampered by a shortage of supplies. So some have looked to state universities for help. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman reports.
When University of Illinois virologist Chris Brook first heard about shortages of COVID-19 tests, he was puzzled because it involves simple steps his lab does all the time. So what could be so hard? But once he struck up a conversation with local health experts, the problem became clear.
There's this idea that you just have these testing kits and it's this thing that's in a box and you have everything you need to test someone. And that's not really the reality.
The reality is you need nasal swabs and the little tubes of liquid they get stored in. Then there's another liquid used to extract the genetic material from the sample and all the high-tech equipment to do the analysis and more.
To test someone for this coronavirus, you actually need a series of different components that are all subject to different degrees of shortage.
That's because every public health and clinical lab in the world has been trying to get their hands on all these same materials. So Brooke and academic researchers around the U.S. have been trying to help plug some of the gaps. Some University of Illinois labs loaned expensive equipment to the local hospital lab. Others designed nasal swabs, and Brooke decided to work on viral transport media, or VTM. It preserves the virus's genetic material between the time it's swabbed from a person's nose and throat and analyzed in a lab. A few dozen people have joined in the effort, including research tech Justin Lang. He sent me a video of what the process involves.
I have a pipette tip.
It's pretty straightforward. You mix a bunch of things together in water, nutrients, preservatives, and then do lots and lots of pipetting, putting small amounts of the sterile liquid into small plastic tubes.
The monotony is challenging, but once you have an efficient system in place, it, you know, becomes much less boring and much more fulfilling.
But it's also very labor-intensive, and there's no cost-effective way to automate it because it has to be done in a sterile environment. So Lang and his socially distant lab mate listen to podcasts and talk about news and sports as they pipette liquid into thousands of tubes every week that get sent to the state's public health lab. This pandemic has led to partnerships like this between state public health labs and universities across the country, including Purdue University and the University of Wisconsin.
It's still fairly unique, but I feel like it's on the rise.
Alana Sterkel is assistant director of a state lab in Wisconsin. It's rare in that it's part of UW-Madison's School of Public Health, and that connection came in handy in addressing COVID-19.
We learn from each other, we support each other, we're able to share resources in times of need.
And these days, lots of labs are in need. Brooke says there's no coordinated federal response to boost manufacturing of testing supplies and ensure states can get what they need. So individual labs have been left to compete with one another. For example, he once purchased a couple months' worth of supplies and later learned that it forced the vendor to turn away hospital labs seeking the same items.
So that's an awful feeling. I'm glad that we are able to do this and help the state, but I think it's terrible that us being able to do that means that some other place is not able to do it as effectively.
Looking forward, that competition for supplies is unlikely to slow, since testing will be vital to monitor outbreaks, especially as states move toward reopening their economies. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.